Welcome to the Echo and Encourage podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Abbott, and I'm honored to have you here. This is the place where we talk about things that echo eternity and encourage everyone. Whether you're looking for powerful strategies to grow on your personal journey or the best tips to flourish in every area of your life, you're in the right spot. Let's dive into today's episode. Aloha, this is Hannah with the Echo and Encourage podcast. Today we have Katie Wolfson, wife, mother, accountant, author, and Susie homemaker. Auntie Katie is what I will call her because she is my Hanai auntie and my Hanai mom. So in Hawaiian, Hanai means a family bond that is outside of blood. So it's nurtured. So Auntie Katie has been my auntie for many, many years. Thank you for your sweet hug. Yeah. And I'm so happy to have her here. And I know that you're going to be so blessed. So thank you for being here, Auntie Katie.
Oh, you're welcome. It is a pleasure to be here and to join you.
Yes. So Auntie Katie has some incredible things to share with us today. And I think that we're just going to get right into it. So if you look, if you're watching the video version, there's these wonderful books behind us that are prayer journals. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, all of our listeners, the story behind this and your author journey and anything that you'd like to let them know.
Perfect. So when I was probably preteen, 13, 14, 15, I would prayer journal as a way to get out what I wanted to say to God. And I would just write little paragraphs in just this plain notebook. It kind of fell by the wayside as I got further into high school and so many scheduling, and kind of prayer journaling kind of fell by the wayside until 2020. In 2020, I was caregiving for my father. I had been for 1 year. He had dementia of Lewy bodies. And I had a friend who gave me a weekly planner. And I'm like, what am I going to do with a weekly planner? I don't schedule things in weekly planner. So I said, you know what? I'll just use it for a prayer journal. But there wasn't that much space. So I used it for a whole year. In the month part, I would say my thank you, a thank you. And then I'd write a little prayer. But there wasn't very much space to pray. And when it came along for the next year to look for one for 2021, I could not find anything that fit what I wanted. What I wanted was a full page for every single day so that I could put a thank you to Jesus, to write how I saw him or showed God's love to somebody else each day, and write a nice prayer, put any notes I had for my Bible readings. I've been reading Chronological Bible in a Year this year, but at that time I was doing a Bible in a Year that gave you Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs. And I like to be able to take a few little notes each day. And then I wanted a place to be able to put my prayer requests. So I would write in the back. I ended up getting this blank notebook that had a lot of pages in it, like 380 pages or something like that. And I would write in the back my favorite verses, and I would write the, because there wasn't any good place for that, and I would write the prayer request, but then I just had a couple lines for each name. So I started sitting there going, there's nothing decent, I should start writing a journal. So 2021, I started writing a prayer journal. Then my brother passed away in October. And right before that, we actually went, no, he passed away in December, but right before that, in October, we went for my brother-in-law's wedding. We went and visited my brother. We saw my son in, who was going to boarding school in California at the time. And we were gone a lot. So I got behind in my prayer journaling. I got behind in writing my journal. I got behind in my Bible readings. Just life took over and I got behind in everything. When I came back, my dad started getting worse. He ended up getting COVID, and he got to the point for a while while he was sick where he could hardly walk, wasn't talking, And so I was really having to put all my time in caring for my father, who was progressing in his dementia of Lewy bodies. Every once in a while, I'd get my prayer journal out. 2022, I ended up just getting a blank notebook and journaling once in a while when I had a chance. But the writing of my prayer journal kind of fell by the wayside for a while until 2024, when I picked it up and I did my first edition. I finished it at the end of November and I got it published. Then after I got it published, I showed it to a friend and she's like, you know, it's missing something. It's missing a little bit of that personal touch. And I went and I looked at it and I'm like, you're right, it is. So this year I re-edited the entire thing. I made two editions. So it is called a one-year daily prayer journal. There are two editions to it. Both of them are subtitled Psalms and Proverbs, or Praise and Encouragement from Psalms and Proverbs. We have the purple edition, and we have the green edition that's a little more masculine. And what's really fun about this is every month you have a challenge to do. So let's grab that.
Oops. It's okay. It's my bookmark. I've been using the prayer journal.
So in January, you are given the challenge of, I'll just read it. The start of a new year is a time for setting goals. Oh, I need my glasses. You're going to have to cut this out.
That's okay. Get your glasses ready because there's some really great things to read in these
journals. The start of a new year is a time for setting goals. Your use of this journal indicates you want to grow closer to God this year. For each day, do something that helps you grow in your walk with Him. So then you're supposed to sit down and write your goals for your Christian walk in the beginning of January. And then every day in January, you have a prompt that says, I grew in my walk with God by, and every day you have to write, or you would write, how you grew in your walk with God.
This is beautiful. I love this Praise and Encouragement from Psalms and Proverbs prayer journal. Mm-hmm. This has been the only prayer journal that I've been consistently writing in and enjoying actually opening up. I take it with me everywhere. I take it to church, to work for when I can go on a break. And I'm seeing the answers to prayer, which is really neat. It's a wonderful way to track it. I also enjoy how you've got so many boxes to pray for people. When I grew up and I was mentored in praying for people, I just would, you know, write their name down on one line, perhaps in
exactly.
a book, and then I wouldn't have much space to go deeper or remember the prayer. So tell us about the difference in your praying for people layout.
Okay, so a couple things you made me think of was because there is a place to put a prayer for every single day, it doesn't say the year, it's just January 1, January 2, January 3. You have Bible verse, so if you don't have time to do your reading for that day, you can still prayer journal and have a Bible verse and get a little bit of an uplift. You could always memorize the Bible verse, and then you'd know 365 Bible verses memorized by the end. But the prayer request part is really kind of neat. There's 460 boxes, and each page has four boxes with lines underneath. So you write the name of the person or the group that you're praying for at the very top. Then you can list all the things you're praying for them. What I have found is that God will impress upon me what I want to say or what I need to say. Just this week I was updating them, and for some reason I have a friend whose son is in the military right now. I don't know where he's at, where he's stationed. If he's active, I have no idea where he is, but for some reason, and I don't know why, I was asked to save his life. So I asked God to save his life. So hopefully it worked. I have no idea why I was asked to pray to save his life, but I was. And so that's what I prayed for. So that is now in my prayer journal. I will ask God to be with everybody in my prayer journal, but I know that if their name is in that book, God is with them every single day. I currently am praying for over 200 people, and I can't remember all those names. I can't remember all the things I'm praying for, but because it's written down, I am praying for things I never would have thought I would pray for. Words, descriptions that God puts in my head that I didn't think about. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really nice way to share and grow. And I can tell these people, I'm praying for you every day. And no, I mean it. No, it's not just something I'm saying. Yeah, I'm going to pray for you every day. And then I forget because my memory's not that good and I forget half your names. And when you have 200 people or more, I'm slowly growing that list. And regularly I get my prayer requests from Facebook. I hand out little note cards that I color with Bible verses on them, and I give them to people at church. And every time I give it to a new person that's not in my journal, I add them to my prayer list. So, and then I'll have lots of people tell me, hey, can you pray for this person? I pray for people I don't even know. So it's really allowed me to grow in my walk with Jesus. It's really allowed me to grow in my prayer life, and it's really allowed me to pray for more people that I never would have known I'd pray for.
Mm-hmm. This is so good. Something that I love about having the written prayer is that when you do see your friends or loved ones, people you've been praying for, have a breakthrough, sometimes it's fun to send them a picture of how you did put their name in the prayer book, and either right when you've done the prayer or once it's been answered in a way that you can tell, it's sometimes encouraging to them because then they can sometimes connect the dots that it wasn't random. It was actually the Holy Spirit, Jesus, exactly. God working, holy angels ministering to them. And then about the person who you prayed for, I'm just thinking exactly. that on this side of heaven, we may find out, you know, if it worked or in what ways that God blessed. But when we get to heaven, we'll see behind the scenes things where holy angels were working overtime to protect our lives. And so I'm excited to see that movie when we get to heaven of how they protected the person you prayed for. Yes.
Exactly.
I also really like how in this prayer journal, there is a verse of the day, and then it always asks you, you know, either for reading notes or a verse that's been highlighted to you. And sometimes I practice writing the verse that you actually wrote. Okay. And sometimes I have a verse of the day already without that, but I've been enjoying practicing memorizing it by writing down the one that you've prayed over and put in the prayer journal. So I really enjoy that. Also, when you were telling me about this journal back in the day when I hadn't yet seen it, you'd say things like, oh, I got to catch up on my prayer journaling, or I'm excited to pray and catch up with that. And I kept thinking to myself, why, what's there to catch up on? Like each day's a new day. But then when you gifted me a gorgeous copy, I saw that it goes through the calendar year. And so I was like, oh, that's true. For every day, there's some way you can show and see God's love. Mm-hmm. There's something beautiful. So sometimes I fill out most of the page, and other times I don't fill out the whole page. And I am just excited to have this as a beautiful check-in to see the waves of how God's moving. For example, today I did not have a moment to write in the prayer journal, but I, of course, I'm praying out loud, and I already had an answer to prayer. So we're not saying that this is a way for your prayers to be answered. We're saying this is a way to document and grow in Jesus's love for you, and for you to see with your own eyes and physically hold the beautiful words. And it's a way to grow your prayer life and to just flourish in that area, which is really beautiful. And I've yet to have a book like this that really walks me through this. So what would you say to people who they just don't know what to do with a prayer journal, or they're like not seeing the point? How has it impacted people's lives you've either prayed for or your own personal journey, maybe even with caring for your dad.
Yeah.
How did this support you?
Okay, so what I have found, I do a couple things. Sometimes I don't get to my prayer journaling that day, and I might miss a few days in a row. So what I do is I'll go back to the days I missed, and I'll start saying a thank you. Now, what I do is I prayer journal in the morning. Usually I miss today, so if I don't get to it tonight, I'll prayer journal tomorrow morning for 2 days. And what I do is I will say thank you for something that happened the day before. So if I don't get to it today, tomorrow I'll cover something that happened yesterday and then today. And so then I do the thank yous. Once I've done the thank you, I go back and I look, and there's a place for seeing and showing God's love. So how I showed God's love to others and how others show God's love to me. Because we need to recognize and look for the fact that we should see Jesus every day. In Matthew, when it is talking about the goats and the sheep, it says, whatsoever you have done unto the least of these, you have done it unto me. But in that section, it says, when did you see me? And it was every time you fed somebody, every time you cared for the poor, you cared for the sick, you cared for the prisoners, every time you basically cared for somebody in need, you saw Jesus. Every time somebody does something kind for you, you'd see Jesus. Every time you do something kind for somebody else, help somebody else, you are seeing Jesus. We want to look for Jesus in our life every day. It's important that we see his presence and we recognize that it's there. That has really made me more aware of what I do every day, because I am making a conscious effort to see God and show God in everything I do. If I get behind, it doesn't matter. I can go back and I can write that. Even in the prayer sections, I'll write a little bit of something. I won't necessarily be the full page or the full section, but I'll write a few lines of what specifically I wanted to pray for about that day. So if you get behind, you can always catch up. You don't have to sit there and feel like this is a chore, because it shouldn't feel like a chore. It should feel like a joy. When I was going through my hardest times with my dad, caregiving for somebody is incredibly difficult. And sometimes I'd be in tears, and I would regularly pray that God would take control of my dad's personality, help him to have a calm, peaceful day, help him to be comfortable and at peace, so that we could have a good day. And there were some days where, even though I prayed that, he didn't have a good day. But even when he was having those bad days, God gave me the strength to get through it, because I prayed about it every day. I was constantly asking God to give me strength. I don't have to pray that prayer because I am now in a part of my life where I'm not caregiving. But when my dad was with me, I had to pray for strength every day just so I could get through the day.
Mm-hmm. Auntie Katie has such an incredible heart because she loves Jesus so much. And when she was talking about showing people kindness, it really touched my heart, because mm-hmm. I have a living testimony of how she showed me and my Ohana kindness consistently for over a decade. Mm-hmm. So Auntie Katie, she was an accountant at the school I went to back in the day. Yeah. Right, Auntie?
Yes. Hawaii and, Mission Academy.
Yes. And she was one of the very first people that our family met and connected with. And I would go over to her home, and she would teach me how to make really delicious recipes. Yeah. And recipes that I continue to make to this day. And let's fast forward. So I left the island about 13 years ago. Yeah. Whole testimony on that. fast forward to, let's see, probably, was it March or April? I came back here March 2025 for my best friend's wedding. Yes. From Hawaii Mission Academy. And I felt like the Holy Spirit was wooing me back home. Right before the flight, I said out loud to my family, I'm not moving back home to Hawaii anytime soon. I feel it's not it. But then I got really a poem, I believe, from the Holy Spirit. So I posted online that I was looking for housing for me and my two furry assistants, Chewy and Legacy. And within less than a few hours, Auntie Katie wrote me, and she said that I had a home with her. And I knew that it was a God thing, especially with finding housing in Hawaii. Wow. And her generosity with, she has a heart for giving. And she saw Echo and Encourage, and she's blessed it. And so this has been the most generous, loving, kind housing situation. Thank you. I've had in my entire life. And that is unheard of, especially living in, you know, California and mainland, Michigan, Arizona, all these different places. And then to come to Hawaii and have that covering of a home with a Hanai family. And so God answered that. And my hope is that by the time this airs, I'll have aired another previous episode with repeat guest Dr. Linda Jackson, where we go into mental health and we go into my journey where I've been on medication. But I have a testimony to share. So when I accepted and moved into Auntie Katie's home in July, I quickly learned that she has a lot of insight into the different things that God does to help us heal and our bodies be at peace using his natural things. And I come from a very westernized background home. I'm in the medical field as a speech language pathologist. I have a lot of patients on medications, and I've been on anxiety, ADHD meds for years. And I saw what she said about, you know, the goal is to be med free. And I said, I hear you, that is the goal. But right now I'm just taking one day at a time, and I'm not sure I'm anywhere ready for that. Well, every day I learned from her a bunch of wonderful things that the body can do to heal, and through prayer and all these things. And there are so many miracles that have happened since I moved into Auntie Katie's home. We could probably get into it on another episode, the healing things that have happened. But I got to tell you, I'm now completely medication free. Praise God. It was all God. And I just praise him that he took me from where I was and put me in a healing environment where my cortisol is no longer through the roof, even though I take care of complex patients in my day job and Echo Encourage by night. But even with my dog going into heart failure, I didn't have anxiety. I just had emotions of sadness. And so
which is normal.
Yeah, it's normal. I am still living in shock and awe of the things God has done in my life. And I know if he's done it in my life, he can heal you too, in whichever way you are praying for, have faith for, and that he sees fit this side of heaven. I have that faith that I just hadn't experienced in my life before. And so I'm not putting down Western medication. All I'm saying is I have a testimony. And if you want to hear the full episode of all the healing, we would love to share that with you and encourage your journey. Because now I feel like my personality is no longer stifled. I have energy now to enjoy more of the day. And
I'm sleeping better at night.
Yeah, I am sleeping better. Yeah. So there's a lot of breakthroughs that have happened. And I just give God all the glory. And there's a Bible verse that says, give thanks to the Lord. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles. Right. And so God is so good. And through God bringing me to live with Auntie Katie and be her Hanai daughter, every day we're working together in ministry. Every day we're coming home and saying, look at what God did. God answered this prayer.
That's right.
We're having a hard time keeping track of all the answered prayers, whether it's through healings in our life, people's
That's
lives.
That's why you journal.
Yeah, we got the journal. And we're excited to announce that we've launched, by the grace of God, Echo and Encourage Ministries business in the state of Hawaii, and we're on a journey to become nonprofit. So God has already blessed us so much. We are excited to provide a space where we encourage people on their healing journey from abuse, trauma, emotional stress. There's upcoming events, digital courses, conferences, women's events. There's so many beautiful things that God is doing that we know it's only Him, because neither one of us have the energy or time to come up with it. But we're being filled, and we want to invite you in to the first upcoming event. So I'll let Auntie Katie take it away. Share. What is this event that I'm so excited about?
So this first event that we're doing is the book launch and dedication for the one-year daily prayer journal, Praise and Encouragement from Psalms and Proverbs. It is going to be at the Honolulu Japanese Seventh-day Church in Honolulu, Hawaii, on December 7 at, I believe, 3:30 p.m. So we are super excited about it. It's going to be about a two-hour dedication, but let's face it, half that's food. And photos and book signing and all that fun stuff. So we are super excited about that. If you say, well, I don't need a prayer journal because I pray to God verbally, I would say, you know what? I'm glad you pray to God verbally. I do too. The Bible says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. So never stop. In everything, give thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. So we therefore need to be praying constantly, but being able to get those words out and express yourself in a different way will open up your prayer life even more than it already is. Praying every day, I am so glad you do that. I'm not putting that down in any way. But if you try another method, I think it will help you grow even deeper into Christ.
Yes, amen. I agree with that. And, you know, if you haven't tried Auntie Katie's cooking, this is enough of a reason to show up. We'll have pupus, which in Hawaiian, that is for appetizers. Yep. And she's going to have her special chef artistic touch on that, which will be delicious. And there will be, like she said, the photo booth. It's a time to also be there to support Echo and Encourage Ministries.
Absolutely.
It's pretty much our debut for having an event. Before this became an official business, when I was in California, we had Echo and Encourage Ministries Latin dance podcast party. It was like a dance party with a podcast booth. And that was to celebrate season two of the podcast. But this is to celebrate going out into our communities as an official business.
Absolutely.
And we would love to share resources with you so that you can encourage people who are recovering from abuse, trauma, and emotional stress. This is women, children, men. It doesn't matter. It's everybody. It's not limiting. So mostly this is to celebrate the book launch and dedication. But Echo and Courage will have a booth there if you'd like to stop by. We'd really love to have you. You can bring your friends. And we're going to have information on how to do pre-sales, right? So that they can pre-order?
Yes. So pre-sales are going to be available on our websites for Kicking Out Life with Katie, as well as on Echo and Encourage. We will also have an event page set up with a link to purchase the books on the event page on Kicking Out Life with Katie. K-T, not K-A-T-I. And that will have an event page with a link for the book purchase as well. And I think we're going to have that also on the Echo and Encourage Facebook page.
Yes. Yes, this is wonderful because now I'm going to create a Facebook page before we release this episode. Yes, this is good.
We've written a few things too, so we're all good. I'm going to create that website.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we will have all of the links to these websites in the description of this episode. This is on YouTube, also Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Where can our listeners connect with you, Auntie Katie?
So they can connect with me also on my YouTube channel, which hopefully will also mirror yours,
mm-hmm.
and also on Facebook.
Good. And do you have anything else on your heart that you want to share to our listeners? Anything, any topics that come to mind, or final words before we go into a question I ask all guests?
Okay. So, you know, I have really been touched with having Hannah here as a family mm-hmm. member, as my daughter. She is a joy. But I have really noticed how much joy she has for Jesus. And I think it is amazing to hear her stories about how God speaks to her. She hears God in a way that I actually don't. I feel impressions. I see signs. I don't hear God the way you do. I don't hear his voice. I don't have the visions that you have had. Though I had a strange dream this week, so we'll see if that's real. But the truth is you see God in this refreshing manner that most people don't experience. And I think that is a gift. And I think it is something that we should all strive towards, being able to hear God's voice, even if we're hearing it in different ways. Hearing God's voice, having that connection with God. The truth is prayer journaling is all about having a connection with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And anything we can do to strengthen that bond and that connection, we should do. If journaling is not your thing, that is okay. It is not my husband's thing. And that's okay. No feelings hurt. But if that's your thing, if you like to write, if that's something you enjoy, then it is something that will really grow us. And I think that's super helpful. Hannah here has been journaling in her own way because she journals everything God says to her. But now she has another form of journaling that will hopefully even grow her more because
mm-hmm.
she's now looking at something new. The really nice thing about this new edition that I have done, editions 2 and 3 are the only ones available on Amazon as well as on our websites, is that in this new version, it now has an activity for you to do every month that is different and tied into the time of year. So that will be a lot of fun. And I challenge you to just try something new, explore it, and hopefully grow in Christ.
Thank you for your kind words, Auntie Katie. You warmed my heart. It was making me think back to a prayer I had in the last few years.
Yeah.
I was at a women's retreat, and I noticed there were a lot of women that had some of these spiritual gifts that you're talking about
yeah.
that I didn't necessarily think I had or had. And I prayed and I said, Lord, would you please give me the spiritual gift of such and such?
Yeah.
And it was shortly after I started hearing his voice clearer, having those impressions,
right.
seeing things come to pass. Dreams, topics that a lot of people could be uncomfortable with, even
right.
though it is biblical.
Very biblical.
So, I mean, I've got chicken skin right now. I would encourage you, if you're interested in getting, growing in the spiritual disciplines of celebration,
yeah.
prophecy, visions, healing, look up what spiritual disciplines are that are biblically based and ask God which one he's highlighting to you and pray that he grows you in that area. And watch out because
he will.
Yeah. And sometimes it takes energy out
right.
of me because it can be heavy. It's not always fun to see things or have discernment to look at a person and see there's zero light in their eyes.
Oh, that's so sad.
But then there's also beautiful things where God gives me heads up so that I can encourage someone, or he speaks to me and I hear his voice, I write it down, and then I share it with trusted Hanai family like Auntie Katie, and then we see it come to pass together.
Absolutely.
We see it. Oh, I really do. Chicken skin. I get good and bad chicken skin. So this is the good one. So I have faith that God will keep growing people who are seeking to hear his voice and all of this. My dad did a great sermon recently about trying to figure out why do some people not hear God's voice. And now I'm not saying that this is our situation, because you do hear his voice through impressions.
Yeah.
I'm talking now about people who do not hear him at all, zilch. My dad made the appeal, which is hard to hear, okay? And it was, if you're not hearing his voice, he may not be giving you new information, because are you following what he's already told you? Have you stopped gossiping? Have you stopped dabbling in that darkness? Things like that that are blocking you from hearing him. Because if you're doing things all the time that are overriding what he's asked you repeatedly not to do, then how is he going to get new information? Of course, there's people who are faithful that may not hear God's voice, and there's other areas, but that's one thing to look and do an audit of. Are you blocking it? Auntie Katie's not blocking it, okay? She just hears him differently, and I hear him differently, and I love to see how he speaks to her, because it encourages me to open up my perspective and pray that I can grow in those areas. So this is not to talk about shame. This is talk about, look what God can do and grow us all in. I've had to give up hard things in my life to hear God's voice. I was not hearing God's voice at this level when I was in an abusive relationship. No. I heard him sometimes, but I didn't hear him at this level. I did not hear God at this level when I surrounded myself with friendships that were transactional.
Right.
I hear him so much louder when I've audited. So I have had to have this talk with me repeatedly, and I would not share this with you unless I have walked through it myself.
I'd like to add something to that.
Yeah.
Because a couple things that I thought of while you were talking was, one is, well, we need to make sure we're listening to God and following what he asks, and getting rid of the bad things in our life. Please understand that you are not perfect, and that is okay, because I am not. Hannah is not. We are not perfect. We are trying so hard, but we will never achieve perfection. Mm-hmm. And we are sometimes making it through the day.
Uh-huh.
But when you are focusing your life on God, it's a lot easier to follow him and what he asks you to do. One of the things that Hannah learned from Fred and I, my husband, we've been married for 26 years. One of the things she learned from us was, she came over here to Hawaii and was looking for a job. And she's like, how do I know which job to take? And I said, well, just ask God to make it obvious. Because anytime you need to do something, he will make the answer very, very obvious to you. Mm-hmm. There will be no question as to whether that's the job you're supposed to have. So, Hannah, do you have the job God wanted you to have?
Yes, this is so cool, because I was so close to accepting a job that I was going to settle for, and I had a dream. And the dream was, I heard God's voice. He said, What if Queens calls? That's the same type of language he used with my dad when we were on the mainland. He had accepted a mainland job. He backed out of it because he had a dream, and it was, what if Hawaii calls?
Right.
And Hawaii called. And so when I heard that, I thought, oh, okay, it's got to be something to do with that. Right. And my mom used to work for Queens. Anyways, the job that is clearly for me is a subsidiary. and
of Queens.
Yes, and this podcast doesn't reflect anything to do with them at all. Just have to do that disclaimer.
Yes.
And it definitely made it obvious to me which job to go for, and answered all of my prayers and dreams when it comes to working within my field as a speech language pathologist. So yes, they taught me how to pray that prayer to make it obvious and to have him show me. So much of my life had been, Lord, I'm asking you receive not because you do not ask, and this is exactly what I'm asking. It wasn't, Lord, make it obvious. And it gives him more creativity to come through. I have another thing. I was applying to another job, and I asked God to put my name in, and he actually had an employee who I had never met put my name in for that job, but I wasn't meant to have that job. This is just to go to show he does answer specifically, so you have to be careful what you pray for. And you know how you mentioned perfectionism?
Yeah.
Part of the prophetic word that my mom wrote when I was visiting the island back in March, God told her to tell me, Hannah, I know you're a perfectionist, but I want you to perfect resting in my arms.
Right.
And he's brought that up to me over and over again. And even with my dog in the hospital for that overnight stay, he told me again, you know, I want you to perfect resting in my arms. Chewy is resting in my arms right now.
Amen.
And so perfectionism is not the goal. It's how can we rest in God's arms, in his embrace? I don't think it's about striving for perfection. No. I think it's about resting in his perfect love.
Exactly.
And that's what he keeps teaching me, and I keep learning more about every day, and I'm just so excited to be on this journey with Jesus and Auntie Katie.
Praise God.
Yes, amen. This is wonderful. Auntie Katie,
yes.
What's one way we can echo eternity or encourage others?
You know, it's really not that hard because it's in everything you do. So simple hugs is the easiest way. A phone call. Yay. A phone call, a text message, a little note. You have a friend who's in need, help them. It may not be you helping. I had a friend who called me this week, this last weekend on Friday, and said they needed to move a bunch of stuff on Sunday. And I said, well, I'm not the best person to help, but my husband and son said yes. So my husband and son went and helped her move a whole bunch of bins to her storage facility. And she got the help she needed, felt very encouraged and uplifted. So it depends on what it is that they need, but there's no reason why you can't help somebody every day. And it can be the simplest thing of calling up somebody you haven't talked to in a while, sending them a quick text message, sending them a little joke you found, or whatever, a Bible verse. There's so many ways. I like sending things that make me laugh just to make somebody else laugh. If it made me laugh, it should hopefully make you laugh, and we all need to laugh every day. So it's super easy to encourage somebody. It's something everybody can do, and it doesn't take a whole lot of effort.
Mm-hmm. This is beautiful. Thank you, Auntie Katie. And just thinking about...
You can also do the over-the-top thing, like Auntie Katie does. And Cook.
Katie goes over the top. That's exactly what I was about to get into. I was going to say, Auntie Katie, as a Susie homemaker, she has made extravagant recipes, crafts. She taught me how to make gorgeous Lay's for our friend who got baptized. And so it's okay. You're seeing my zip tie situation. That's life.
Sorry.
That's real life. That's okay. I'm going to keep that because bloopers are good. I'm going to upgrade to the mic stand Auntie Katie got William in his voiceover career, because that right there is goals, not my zip tie. But I'm not going to zip it. I'm going to keep talking. So I wanted to ask the audience, what are you interested in learning from Auntie Katie in an upcoming episode? Because I'd be honored to have her as a future guest. She, again, like a repeat guest. She is a board member. She is
of Echo and Encourage Ministries.
Yes. She is our treasurer, and I treasure her. And
yay!
Yes. Are you interested in learning about recipes, crafts, more of her author journey. How did she, was it self-publish?
Yes, self-publish on Amazon.
We could cover that. What about, you know, her marriage advice? Her and Uncle Fred, they do not get into fights, and they've modeled that for me for over a decade. Their marriage is so healthy, and would you want to learn a bit about that? Would you want to learn more about what it was like caregiving for someone where that was really hard? There's a lot of caregivers out there. There's really so many topics, and even about some natural ways of healing, the things that she's mentored me in. But of course, it was Jesus that healed me through prayer. But we could learn about some of the things that he's given us to soothe our bodies this side of heaven. So those are some ideas.
Or even what God has shown me in the last few weeks about, I've been reading the Gospels, and he showed me how miracles are done. So that one's kind of a fun one.
Okay, I think I'm going to vote we do that one first. And please send us a message or a comment if you'd like to go deeper into any of those things. All right, I think that this wraps up the message for today. But before we wrap it up, is anything else, Auntie Katie?
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
You're welcome. It's an honor to have you. Thank you for having me in your home.
Yay! We love it. Yay. It's a party every day.
It really is. And the spiritual discipline of celebration is one that I love. And I love that you love it too, because we get Ono Grinds, which is delicious food. And it's a party pretty much every day. Doesn't mean there isn't pain, because we're on a simple planet, but there's joy through the grief.
Right.
And that's what we want to encourage you through too. Thank you so much for listening. We are so excited that you joined us, and we hope to see you at some of our upcoming events.
Yes.
And have a beautiful week. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Thanks so much for joining me today on the Echo and Encourage podcast. I hope this inspired you and gave you a fresh perspective. If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button, rate, and leave a review. Your support helps us encourage more people. Connect with us on social media or visit our website for more resources to help you live your best life. See you next time.